Blog Talk Radio.
Wouldn't you know it, a song, a wonderful song that I have planned for you, that I have planned for you today, is all of a sudden going nuts. But if I can get it working, we are going to play it, and I'm going to, we're going to go back to it and make sure that we try to get it right for you. But we have an echo, so please bear with us. Today on Racial Harmony Live, we're going to have the wonderful, wonderful Cornelia Brown. You know how she is. She's a wonderful person, and she's doing a great job with making sure that our country is aware of what's happening. And today happens to be Martin Luther King Day, and she has done something absolutely wonderful. She is actually at the Martin Luther King burial memorial site, and she is informing us that there are thousands and thousands of people there. So welcome, Cornelia. We're going to talk about her, what she's doing there at the site, as well as we are going to talk about the point that she wants to share with us today. As a matter of fact, I think we'll open up with that. Thank you, Cornelia. We're going to get that song right, but anyway, go ahead.
Hi, hi, Ms. Ruth. I'm so excited. I am here on location at the Martin Luther King Memorial, and you know what? This world has become a better place. We do have a long way to go, but as I'm still watching, maybe 60% African-American families, but the other 40%, guess what? People from all nations, every shade and flavor, and I think that he would be smiling, him and Coretta, up in heaven and say, you know what, it is getting better. We still have a long way to go, but it is getting better. The multitude of people are first entering into a museum, and they have a chance to look at a civil rights movie, and I just had a chance to look at it, and it's talking about the youth of today making a nonviolence, let me repeat it, a nonviolence difference. And it showed again every nation of the world and the children talking about what they can do now to fulfill this dream that Martin Luther King had. I'm so excited. I brought my exchange students down here. One is from Brazil, one is from Germany, and my friend's son is from Bermuda. So again, you know, we are just thrilled and honored that we are allowed to be here. And if you don't mind, I'd love to dedicate this poem to Martin Luther King and to his beautiful wife, Coretta, and their marital union was just absolutely a wonderful sight to see and experience.
Go ahead, please. I'm honored.
Yes, and the poem is called I Love It, and it's actually a love letter from me to my husband, Bernard Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when you look at me. I love it when you really see me. I love it when you hear me. And baby, I love it even more when you really listen to me. I love it when you care about what I just said. And I love it when you care about my dreams. And I love it even more when you become my dream releaser. You know what? I love it when you take the lead without trying to control me. I love it when you study God's word with me. I love it when we confess our shortcomings to each other. And, darling, I love it when we forgive each other over and over and over again. You know what?
Wow.
I love it when you date me and romance me. Yes, baby, I love it when I'm the only one you see. I love it when you understand when I'm sad and crying, and I love it when you're not constantly trying to fix me and when you are patiently just quietly sitting with me. I love it when you laugh with me and I actually love it when you want to spend time with me. I love it when you work so hard to make me happy, and I love it when you understand what makes me happy. I love it when you protect me and no one is allowed to hurt me. I love it when we share each other's hopes and dreams. Oh, how I love it that even though my hair is getting gray and my age begins to show, oh, my darling baby, I love it. You still pinch me you know where, and you say you admire my beauty, and then you never let me know. I love it when we pray and praise our Father in heaven together. Oh, I'm so thankful you're my husband sent from God, and I know this multicultural love was sent straight from heaven above. Forever, I will love the all shades and flavor life with you because, my darling, you know what? I really, really love the handsome you. Dedicated to my hubby, Bernard.
Oh, that is so sweet. He is a wonderful person, so he deserves every bit of that he's receiving. Listen, you know, I was just before I got on the air, I saw because what you're talking about is so wonderful, and the fact that so many people come out to see to remember Dr. Martin Luther King or Reverend King. I just got an email though that was sharing something about the fact that some of the people don't want to recognize that he was a reverend, and it seems to me that it's just one thing after another. Somebody's trying to do. Today is a good day. It's a good day to remember who he was and what he did for this country. And I think that he would be very upset if the people that are out there standing out there honoring him were not putting into practice what he stood for, and he stood for what Christ stood for. So, you know, that if you believe in what he stood for, then you need to be believing in what Christ stood for as well. Am I right?
Amen to that. And you know what? As we walked up to the museum, there's a statue of Mahatma Gandhi and his, one thing that he took, the message of the nonviolence and reaching out to humanity of Mahatma Gandhi, and he applied it into his Christian life, and I just find it absolutely marvelous. And one thing is they have this how can I say, for lack of better English, they have this little street recreated in Montgomery within the museum, and they have all these different statues marching, and my exchange students mix themselves within it, and it showed again how all different type of nations were in those marches and how they all just honored Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And you know, there will always be people that would like to take away. They always want to work at what they think should not be. But a great message like this and a great man like this, they can try all they want. They will not succeed unless we give them the attention they seek so much. You know what? So let's just not give the attention to them.
Oh, God, you know, yeah, I agree with you on that. My heart goes out to, of course, the sister stars, Tia and Tamara, and you know I'm working on that case and stuff and what happened to them. You know, I pray that even today that that everybody is reflecting on the nonsense that they've been talking. You know, I had a debate yesterday about this whole thing of race, and people are so confused in what they're talking about because Satan is the author of confusion, and so you know it just turned into something that it didn't need to turn into. But you know, I don't have to defend God and His Word because I know what His Word says, and I know that you know, and that everything is done through Him, by Him, for Him, you know, in my life, you know, and that's where we need to go. You know, we need to look at these things in a spiritual light instead of looking physically at a lot of this stuff, you know. And so you're absolutely right. Tell us about your book. I want to talk about I Love It and what it's about, how people can get it. And then we're going to talk about this coffee drive you got going on.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, I am determined and have a renewed mind in lifting up marriages of today. And even with our young ladies, if skin color would fix the marriage problems, then you know what? Why do so many of the monoracial families have such huge issues? If that were such a huge issue. But it's because people look more at the outside and at the flesh than the spirit being. And within a marriage, it is such a wonderful thing when each partner allows the other to grow spiritually, and they grow spiritually together. And the one important part, and that's why I feel so honored being here at this memorial site, because even Dr. Martin Luther King and Coretta, you always saw them walking hand in hand. She was right there with her man, and he was right there for her. And the people that surrounded them, we're lifting them up, and we need to make sure we do this for these couples today. It is hard. It is tough to have a marriage that others respect. You know, first of all, people are looking so quickly for just the slightest thing to go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Say, oh, we knew that would never work. Instead of going to God's word and say, you know what, we need to pray for them. We need to lift them up. In my book, I speak about irreconcilable differences. You know, one of the saddest things is when people divorce for irreconcilable differences. First of all, under Jesus Christ, under the blood of Jesus, everything is reconcilable. He reconciled us back to heaven. And so everything can be dealt with. Now, one thing is if there's extreme violence going on, and if there is you know, if husband or wife are stepping outside their marriage, the Bible has things within it that deals with that. But I'm talking about the little foxes that spoil the vine. You know, those little tiny things, and that people are so quick to say, you know what, this should have never, you guys should have never gotten married. No, why not those couples that they will find their way to, you know, to just make it through those tough patches and rough patches. That's why I wrote this book. And again, to understand what season in the marriage you live in.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you're getting ready to go on an international tour, so tell us some of the places that you're getting ready to go to be on tour, and then I want you to get into some of the chapters that you like the most.
Well, let me tell you, I'm about to go on my military tour. And, you know, the military is very near and dear to my heart because my husband served so faithfully 20 years in the Army. And we are going to go all throughout the nation to a different military bases. And that is one marriage that, oh, boy, they are attacked by so many different things, and they have to endure separation. The spouse sacrifices and is willing to lay down their life, but the spouse that's left behind is raising children, has to endure the bills and the and lack and different things sometimes, and we need to just let them know how much we love them and how we are there for them. So I will begin my tour with the military bases, but then I'm so excited. I was just invited to Germany, so we're going to end up over there in October, and then we are going to make a stop in Brazil. I don't even know what bookstore they have me signed up for. I'm just excited to go.
The Olympics are going to be there, so you know they're getting prepared for that. So you'll find all kinds of new things going on there.
Amen. Well, I'm just so thrilled. And we are going to different churches, and we are going to participate in their marriage conferences and marriage seminars. And again, just to work through some of the scriptures that are written for the married couple in God's Word, but sometimes they are being so misconstrued and misunderstood instead of using it for what they have been created for, to strengthen us and to unify us. And that is what my message is in here, the unity in the marriage.
See, that's absolutely right. So, see, while you're going through those military, see, the things that we're trying to do, you and I, and, you know, is what we're all trying to do is make sure that we bring people back to that foundation in Christ. And that brings me to the, and I hadn't planned on this, but that brings me to that the reason why we're doing, starting to cut the cable revolution is so that we can get people back to the basics by their children not being bombarded with all of this perversion that's on television, and making the parents get back into control of what their kids are seeing, so that they can get back into the basics of learning scripture or who God is, or at least asking questions and being able to create books like you have created, and whatever God has given them, bless them as their gift, so that they're not like a bunch of zombies, you know, playing video game, video games all the time, or whatever the case may be. We've got to get back to it. So I'm really glad that you're even working with me on that. And when you're going through the military bases, please tell them to get in the military, to get involved in this. And if you have somebody on each base that you go to that's going to take up the charge of what we're talking about, please give them that information so that they can tell people where to go, so that we can start this whole revolution and really make a difference.
Definitely. That is one thing that so many military families, you know, when they end up in different places, they, watching TV all day long, and sometimes, you know, all that garbage that is coming out from there, it defies the spirit and makes it even harder for them to remain faithful to one another and to do the things that they need. That's what I wrote about. In I Love It, what do you value more? And, you know, we as husbands and wife need to really, really begin to explain to each other how much we value each other. And I wrote like one little passage, if I may share, where I say the sizes of the diamonds in the ring are not the evidence of the greatness of the love. The condition of the heart, the willingness to grow all together and work through life challenges is what matters. Would you still marry him or her if you could see the future? Would you? If you had seen all the trials and tribulations ahead of time, would you really have married? If you saw the tears and the heartache, the illness, the lack, the loneliness, would you still say yes? Well, that's why we cannot predict it, because marriage is a journey.
It really is.
Sometimes you have little rivers in it, little rocks in it, and sometimes big, huge rocks. But again, if you learn how to overcome it, you can overcome anything.
Absolutely, because, you know, I tell you, when me and Steve got married, I was like, okay, I can barbecue in the backyard and I don't have to worry about anything and just go to work and all that kind of stuff. And, honey, we got hit with this stuff that was going on and when we were engaged, so I knew that by the time we got ready to get married, we had to have made a conscious decision with God only at our side, because without him, we couldn't do any of the stuff that we have done. And we knew we were headed for a journey. We knew it was going to be a wild one. But, you know, being young, you're like, okay, I'm going to stand strong with God, because with him, all things are possible, because only we really needed him when the times really got really bad.
And you know what? Marriages, this is what I tell a lot of people. You know, after being married for 34 years, and people say, oh, my God, what is your secret? I don't have a secret. I just know that we're dragging each other sometimes. Sometimes we walk hand in hand. Sometimes he drags by one arm. Sometimes I drag him by one leg. But whatever it is, come on, we can do this.
That's right.
This is not an option. It's just not an option, other than certain things that I always say there's provision for that in the Bible that tells us when we can do that. But that commitment and that determination, sometimes people lack it. You know, we live in a microwave society. Everyone wants it quick and fast. And if you trust, then just, you know, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe let's find someone else. And what they don't realize, but each time you remarry, you're taking yourself with you until half of the problem comes with you. And if you haven't dealt with Christ within, that problem is always going to be another issue to deal with. You're just adding a problem to another problem. So why not work on what you have and find good and godly counsel? Don't speak to the ones that just so easily agree with everything, but be open to a good, solid, godly counsel.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, and there, you know, there's a lot of people that appear like they have godly counsel because they know the Word of God. You have to know the Spirit, too, to see if it's of God when someone is ministering to you. But sometimes they can be ministering the Word of God to you, and you need to take heed to it. And also the Spirit in which it's being delivered, you know, and just really, really have your heart open, you know, to receiving. And there are a lot of people that ask that same question. They ask me that same question. They're like, you guys, you know, we're always watching you guys. You guys have a wonderful relationship. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes if he's not pulling my hair out by me pulling my hair out by some of the crazy things he does or whatever. But that I always put that into God's hands because the fact is that without him, we couldn't do it. And I tell him, I tell people, it's like we put God first in our lives. Then we, you know, we communicate, we date, we do all the wonderful things together like we did when we first got married or when we were engaged. And that makes it work. You know, no, it's not perfect. You know, there are times when I feel like pulling his little hair out, you know what I'm saying? But but we love each other. There's nothing he wouldn't do for me. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him.
And that's how it should be. You know, when I speak to younger couples, I tell them, I share what is going on, how we work things through. And, again, if you put God first and you look at the scriptures laid out for you, that you can make it through it. And that doesn't mean that sometimes you're not angry and upset, but you work through it. You don't let an outside world determines the inside of your marriage. The outside world needs to sometimes be shut out, and you sit down with husband and wife, you revise your unity vision and make sure that you get unified. And that is extremely important because if you both have your own vision, but they are not unified, you know what I mean? That creates a lot of disturbance. And that is what my desire was with this book. And then also I write some things to this single world that how to interact with married couples, how to, you know, the young ladies out there, how to interact when they are with their husbands, you know, and how to behave in an honorable way, not in a showing off type of way. When you interact with other males, you married. So certain things you just don't do. That's just not, you are not advertising. You are there for your husband, and that's it.
And, you know, you're absolutely right about that. You know, I'm having a guest on Breaking News Journal tomorrow for business. She's receiving this Image Award. She's been nominated for an Image Award, and her song is called Old School Love, and she may become one of our Project Red Slipper producers, but she has got this song that's coming out, and she's coming on Breaking News Journal tomorrow. And I looked at the video, and it reminded me of just what you're talking about and what I've been talking about, scaling back things to go back another direction instead of things just bombarding our kids, and they need to know how to live and how to look. So her video is called Old School Love, and I was listening to the song. She looked like Alicia Keys and everything, but she was she was like laying on her bed in this music video with her blouse was almost buttoned up to the top. You know what I'm saying? And when she was driving in her video and talking to her mate, they were doing it so classy. It was so classy and so dignified. And I was like, right what she was singing about is exactly what I'm talking about, exactly what you read about in your book. I love it. It's like we're saying, hey, we've got to go back a little bit. And you know, in the Word of God, what God purges, when He purges us, He purges us so that we can grow. So I mean, we got to step back, and then we've got to see what it is He has for us, and then we grow even more.
Yep. That's exactly where I'm coming from with this book, and I'm just sharing my life. I'm sharing what I worked through. I'm sharing how I deal with certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And to have fun and to enjoy each other and just to, you know, be honorable and to honor the institution of what is good and what is, you know, just representing God's kingdom.
Being a woman, learning how to be a gentleman, you know, and things like that need to be, it just needs to be popular again. You know what I'm saying? That's what has to be done. Hey, as we're getting ready to wind down, I wanted you to talk about your business, the one that the drink that celebrities are drinking that you're a part of, the business that you're launching with Organo Gold Coffee, and what's going to be happening there.
I am so excited. I can hardly stand it. This is what the Southerners say down here.
So
I know it sounds funny when a German tried to sound Southern, but the coffee that the celebrities are drinking is Organo Gold, which is a healthier version of coffee. We have coffees, teas, lattes, mochas. We even have products like a soap that is absolutely amazing. But the coffee is infused with what's called Ganoderma. And if you look it up and Google Ganoderma, you will find it is a herb that is an old Chinese health product. It's also it's considered in China the king of herbs. And it has helped people tremendously to strengthen their immune system. Some people have had blood pressure reduction. Some people have cholesterol reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, including me, have had some weight loss. And all of that, by just drinking what they drink every single day, multiple
mm-hmm.
times, coffee,
mm-hmm.
latte,
mm-hmm.
mocha. I love it because the coffee tastes very, very rich. It's not a cheap product where they use cheap coffee beans, but it's very rich. It has a very, very smooth taste to it, and you cannot taste the Ganoderma in it, so you don't realize that's what you are doing. And it is also considered the coffee that pays. A lot of people are joining the company because they can do great fundraisers with it, but also, you know, they have it as a secondary income. So the reason I joined it because I've decided this year to do something with my caffeine addiction. And because my whole life I'm a real estate agent, wherever I go, they always would have coffee ready, free for me to drink. I would drink 3 to 5 cups and then crash. And this coffee, I now have noticed that I drink one cup and I'm not crashing. It mellows me out. It just gives me a feeling of, just like they say, it strengthens me, and it's very good.
So that means that you don't have to go for more and more cups of coffee.
Amen, yes. And, you know, again, it just leaves you with a very warm and relaxed feeling. And it affects everyone differently, so we're not saying it's healing people. However, every single person, they are drinking the coffee. You ask them an hour later what effect does it have on you, and most of the time it will talk about having that relaxed feeling, having more energy without the jitters. I don't know if you ever had coffee jitters before. I have. It's just a wonderful product and a great company. And if you look up all the certifications, it has over 5 or 6 very complicated certifications that a coffee can receive for being organic and being a healthier version of it.
Oh, okay. So now tell everybody the website, both the website for to get your book and the website for OrganoGold.
Thank you so much. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the way to get my books is to go on www.MrsCorneliaBrown.com. And if you like a magnificent cup of coffee, you go to CorneliaBrown.myOrganoGold.com. And I hope to be able to tell you guys more about it. And it's, like I said, it's a wonderful product.
Wow. Well, I tell you, Cornelia, it has been a blessing to have you on Racial Harmony Live. Again, you know, actually, you need to co-host on this program because, you know, you have a lot to say and a lot to share with everyone. And I know a lot of times, you know, we all get busy, but when we can, we need to come together and really talk about these issues and really break it down the way we have and everything. I have sometimes Jocasta, she'll come on and share and stuff like that. And I like you guys being on the air. You guys have a lot to share, and you guys are doing a wonderful job. You are doing a wonderful job with I Love It and the book, and I'm so glad for your success that you're having with it and also the OrganoGold. Guys, get involved with it and participate and help, and it's going to help you. It's going to help you and you know all you coffee drinkers. You don't care whether it helps you or not. You just want to drink the coffee. So go ahead and drink the coffee. Drink something that you like.
Amen to that. And if you don't mind, I would like to give a shout out to my wonderful exchange students that's sitting here so quietly in this car with me.
Okay.
A shout out to from Germany, to Tayan, from Brazil, and to my little godson here. Say hi.
Hello.
Oh. Hi. Tell him I said hello. Tell them all hello. That is so sweet. That is wonderful.
And Martin Luther King today.
Oh, yes. 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 Well, you know what? It's an honor. It was an honor having you on Racial Harmony Live, and we're going to do this again. Of course, we are, and keep me informed. And if you need to come on the air for an urgent, if you're on one of the bases and you need to talk and we need to have you on so we can book you, let me know.
Thank you so much. And, again, I just love you and your husband so much, and I'm looking forward to co-hosting some shows with you. And, guys, celebrate today not just a day of one color of people, but a day of a beautiful multicolored world with all shapes and flavor.
Okay. Are you there? All right.
I'm here.
Okay. You just cut out for a bit, but that's okay. You want to give your website before we go?
Sure. One more time. To get the books is www.MrsCorneliaBrown.com and the coffee on CorneliaBrown.myOrganoGold.com.
Amen. All right, dear heart, I'll talk to you later. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. And put some pictures up so I can see.
Yes, ma'am. And like we say in Germany, danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
All right. I'll talk to you later, dear. God bless. Bye-bye.